At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be talking about field dressing a turkey. What do you do? How do you do it? And most importantly, what is the best way for a beginner to approach it? Now let's just jump right in. The first thing we have to say is it's kind of a misnomer, the term field dressing. That's what we call it, but most of the time, you do nothing to a turkey in the field. It's not like a deer where you need to remove the entrails and get those guts out of there within 30 minutes of downing it, if possible. You don't need to do anything most of the time. You take the turkey, you carry it out of the woods, even if you have to hike for a few miles, you drive home, and then you can work on it. The only exceptions are if it's really hot and you're going to still be out in the field for a while longer. You know, if it's in the 70s or 80s and you're going to be in the field for a couple hours yet, okay, then you may want to remove the entrails, rinse it out, and pack it with ice. Or, of course, if you are traveling and it's going to, you know, you've got a half day drive home and it's hot and you're going to have the bird in the back of a truck, then it can be a good idea. But in most of the time, turkey hunting it's relatively cooler temperatures, and you're not going to be a half-day drive in 80 degrees in the sun from your house or wherever you're taking it. That's just the rarity. For most people, wherever you're hunting, and most of the time, you're going to take the bird out of the woods, go home. You don't have to rush. You don't have to be worried about it. You've got a little time. It's okay as long as it's not real hot. And then you get it home and then you can work on it there. So you don't really do anything in the field unless you're sort of under those extenuating circumstances. So once you get it home or wherever you're going to work on it, then what do you do? Well, there's two schools of thought. The traditional school of thought is we got to pluck this bird and we're going to cook it whole. So we got to remove all the feathers. We've got to gut it out, clean it, wash it, and then get ready to cook it whole. That's a great way to do it. It's fabulous. People have been doing it like that for a long time. But that takes a lot of work. Plucking all the feathers off a turkey, it takes a long time. And I'm going to show you guys a couple different ways to do that on the YouTube video in the show notes at newhuntersguide.com. I've queued up 5 different YouTube videos for you guys to show you different techniques, different ways to do it. I mean, let's face it, it's a podcast. You need to watch somebody physically doing this so you can see what it looks like. So I've got that queued up for you. Just go to the website, newhuntersguide.com, look up the show notes for this episode. And you've got 5 videos there and some other bullets and information about what to do and how to do it. But if you're going to pluck a bird, that can take a while. That can be a bit tedious. But it's worth it if you want to go through that effort to cook it whole. Now, most people, just going to be honest, especially most hunters, they're not great at cooking a whole turkey. They've probably never done it. Most people, unless you are, you know, the one that does it for Thanksgiving and your family, most people have never cooked a whole turkey, and just, you know, to be real, a lot of the people who have aren't real good at it to begin with. So I don't think most people need to prepare to cook a turkey like that unless you really know what you're doing and you can make it come out well, or you're adventurous and want to try some new recipes. But for beginners, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of steps. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of things to think about. You don't need to do all that. All beginners need to do is quarter that bird. And all the time and energy goes into skinning it. You know, that's the whole process. You got to dunk it in water sometimes. There's different ways to go about that. Hot water loosens the feathers. You got to get all the feathers off of it. It helps if you got a team of people. You know, I've got some videos about that. If that's what you're interested in, you can watch some videos about that and you know, get comfortable doing it that way. But most of the time, I'm recommending you quarter the bird. Skin it and quarter it. So you can take a dead turkey and you can be completely finished skinning, quartering, and ready to cook within 5 minutes. 10 if you know, really going to take your time. Maybe 15 or 20 if it's your first time ever. I don't even think it could take longer than that, even if you've never cut a chicken or any other bird before. It's just there's not that much to it. So what you want to do, you got the bird, you got to find the breastbone, you're going to just cut the skin, you're going to peel the skin right back, and then you're just going to literally trim out as well as you can the breasts on either side, along with the tenderloins if you can get in there. And if you want to take the wings, then you can skin those and take those off. But for the most of the time, for beginner, I think you're just going to take the breasts out. Then you're just either going to pull the skin down or make another cut around the legs. And you are going to pull the skin back from the legs and the thighs. And you're just going to cut out the leg quarters, the thigh and the leg. And you're just going to cut the leg off at the natural joint, just like a chicken drumstick comes. You just, you know, pop that off. And that's pretty much it. I mean, you don't even need to actually cut the inside of the bird open and remove the guts if you're going to skin and quarter it. It can really be done in 5 minutes. In fact, I think some of the videos I have posted, they're done in 5 minutes. And they're talking. You know, it's not like, I mean, they could probably do it a lot faster. So that is the easy way. And then you've got four quarters. You got two breasts and two leg and thigh quarters. And you can cook each one for its own separate meal. Or you could cook them all together. You could do whatever you want to. You know, a turkey is a lot like a chicken. If you've ever cooked chicken, if you've ever had a whole chicken, or you've ever quartered up a chicken that you've even bought from the store, once you get the skin off of the turkey, you're in familiar territory. You really are. You know, deer, butchering a deer or field dressing a deer has a bit of a yuck factor to it that you kind of have to think about and then prepare yourself for and overcome. But when it comes to a turkey, you don't really have that. You don't. It's so much smaller. The guts, there's so much less to them. It's so much simpler and smaller and easier. And it's just like cooking a chicken or prepping a chicken. That it is just a much, I want to say, psychologically less demanding process. You don't have to sort of get over that hump of, you know, what you have to do with a deer, I think, when it comes to gutting it and field dressing it and then dragging that heavy animal back. Turkeys are just easy. They're small, they're fast. And like I said, you don't even have to remove the guts if you're just going to quarter it. You could take 5 minutes, boom, boom, boom. And there's some videos on in the show notes on the website you can look at, but that's it. So that's what I recommend you do. And then you've got those quarters. You could freeze them. You can cook them however you want to. Low and slow is what I'd recommend for the leg quarters, either in the oven or on the barbecue, not the grill, on the barbecue. You know, you want to smoke them or braise them or however you want to cook them. And then turkey breast, you can pretty much cook like you would, you know, any turkey breast or chicken breast. You could slice it up into medallions. You could grill it, saute it, bake it, smoke it, whatever you feel like doing.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why Midway USA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
So it's just an easy animal. Now, some people, they make a point and they say, well, you're wasting some of the meat. Okay, yeah, there is a little bit of meat, I guess, on the back. There's a little bit of meat on the carcass that's not in the breasts or the leg quarters. But you're talking a couple ounces. You're not talking pounds. You're talking ounces. Where if you'd cook the bird whole, you'd spend hours preparing and cooking it to get a few more ounces of meat. Is that worth it? I mean, it could be, but I think in most of the time, it's not practical. I don't think it's practical. And that's not the best meat either. That's most people aren't even going to eat the meat from the back. Like if you bake a turkey or you bake a chicken, a lot of people would even ignore that. So you go through all that work to save a few ounces that you ignore anyway. So I'm not condoning waste, but you know, or a couple hours of work worth a few ounces of meat. That's up to you to decide. But I think especially for the beginner, you know, look, you got to wrap your mind around, I'm going to go out, I'm going to hunt turkeys. There's a lot to think about. You've got everything that comes along with turkey hunting, the work, the thought, the prep, the actual hunt itself, getting the bird out of the woods. You don't need another complicated set of steps to do after that. You know, this should be the easy part. Once you've done it a few times, then absolutely, I recommend, you know, do some plucking. Try cooking it whole. Do some different recipes. You know, absolutely. But for beginners, if you've never done this before, even most experts, they still don't pluck a bird. They're going to quarter it. They're just going to skin it and quarter it right there and be done with it because to them, it's not worth the extra steps and the extra energy to try to cook the bird whole. So how you want to cook it and what you want to do is up to you. I've got videos of both on the website, newhuntersguide.com. But I'm going to recommend just peel back the skin, quarter it. Now, some people only cut out the breast meat and they leave the legs on the turkey and they just discard them. I think that's waste. In fact, some of your game commissions do too, and it's illegal in some states to do that. The turkey legs and thighs, I think, are excellent. You definitely want to keep and cook those. And to take an extra 2 minutes and get those out, I mean, it's a no-brainer. There's no reason not to do that. And even the wings, if you want to, the wings are they're not going to be like the wings you get at the store or at a restaurant. But those are good too if you want to take those. There's not a lot of meat there, but you know, no reason to leave them behind if you're going to be skinning it and you're not going to keep the actual wing feathers. Which is worth noting that some hunters who've, you know, take a lot of turkeys, they will actually keep the wings whole with the feathers on them, use some borax or some salt to dry out the bit of skin and flesh that's still attached, and they'll actually use the wings while hunting to make the sounds that a turkey would make when it flies down from a tree. So you're then gonna, you know, whether you're fluttering in the air, maybe you're rubbing the feathers against the ground or against the tree to simulate sounds that they would make as they fly down and, you know, walk into the woods. That's kind of cool. I don't think you, as a beginner, need to worry about that or think about that. That's more of an advanced hunting techniques, stuff that, you know, down the road, once you've got a few birds under your belt, once you get a better idea of what those things actually sound like, if you're going to be imitating them, then that's something you could think about. I would save the beard, and I would save the fan. You can just pluck the beard out. It's literally one feather. And the fan, the tail fan, you can just cut that right near at the end and preserve the whole thing and just a little bit of borax or salt. And then you can, the fan and the beard make great trophies. The fan is also something you can use down the road to help decorate decoys. Some of your better, your more advanced decoys, they're going to come with an apparatus on the back for a turkey fan that you can actually put the real turkey feathers in from a turkey in order, so it really looks like a turkey from a distance because there are actual turkey feathers on the tail fan. So that's kind of cool. I would definitely keep the fan. If you don't want to go through the other extra steps, at least keep the feathers. You can pluck the feathers out of the tail fan. And they do make little tail feather mounts. If you don't want to keep that whole extra piece and think about drying it out, you can get something like that. But for your first bird especially, I'd keep the beard, I'd keep the fan. I wouldn't worry about keeping the wings. And then I would quarter it, or I would skin it and quarter it, and be done with that thing in 5 minutes. And then move on to cooking. Get ready for lunch or dinner, or throw it in the freezer. So like I said, go to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Look at the show notes. You can see all 5 videos that I've pulled together with different techniques for doing this, different people, different approaches to both doing it whole and skinning and quartering. But appreciate you guys. God bless you. Have yourself a good one, and go get them in the woods.
Join Captain Justin Leake and Meredith McCord for the best fishing action along Panama City Beach. Tune in to Chasing the Sun every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
Oh my God!
Every once in a while, it's fun to go like just full-blown redneck on these fish.
This is like high-tech cane pole fishing right here.
From the white sandy beaches to the crystal blue waters, enjoy the best fishing Panama City Beach has to offer during Chasing the Sun. Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.